rites of passage experience. It's really, really cool class. It's a point where these, I'd say young kids, but they're not that young, are students range from 13 to 16 years old. They're moving sort of from the very curriculum-based education they've been getting in as a religious education to being part of the youth group, and the youth group becoming part of the adult group, where the curriculum starts to change, more discussion on topics, and figuring out more and more of their beliefs. And so we call this a bridging ceremony, as you can see the bridge there, as they sort of go through this process. And so we spent the year sort of learning and exploring more about their beliefs, and we've done that in a number of curriculum from sort of a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire type of thing, where I guess we did Who Wants to Be a Donut-aire. And reviewing sort of UU-isms and parts of the UU faith. We talked about their own beliefs about why bad things happen. They're getting to the age where some of their friends have gone through some pretty tough experiences, and then themselves have gone through some tough experiences, and why that happens, and how to deal with that in their faith, as well as talking about community and how they're a part of the whole. So this has been a really good set of curriculum. Certainly want to thank Ellen for helping out on that and putting up with, I think Ellen's a little more structured than I am. And I'm sort of loose sometimes, and she's done quite well with that. Thank you. Another part of this is that each of these students has a mentor or a sponsor that's worked with them, and that those sponsors have come from the congregation. And this is just a wonderful experience. I'm sure the mentors will tell you a little bit about their experiences as they introduce the students, but something that there's nothing like working with a teenager trying to find their faith to really help you understand a little bit more about your faith. And so something I encourage over the next couple of years that you get a chance to do. It wasn't a large commitment. We met three or four times after church and did some really, really fun things. We did some meditations. Ginger helped us out quite a bit with that and with the mentor student relations and fun things that we did. And another one that you'll see a little bit, hear a little bit about is we made masks where the kids actually, their sponsors made a plaster mask for their face and then decorate those in expression of themselves, and you'll actually be able to see them on the art wall out in between here in the copy area, and some of the students will talk about them in their statements. So this is about them and about them talking about what they believe in. In some ways, I think that this church is a very difficult task because there's not a lot we tell them that they have to come and say in their faith-based statements. In fact, they were some pretty nervous because a lot of them got written last night. and it's about them expressing themselves and what they believe.